Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jordina and Doug.
Do we have to call you Doug now?
I love that one woman who called up once and said, I have a suggestion for the Jordina and Doug show.
I like it. Well, was it a good suggestion? We'll take it.
I'm not sure. We've been called worse. Much, much worse. But hey, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Did you have a great weekend?
It was okay. No major complaints. Okay. Happy to be here.
Saw Black Panther.
Went to Costco. Black Panther was more fun than going to Costco. Although I don't mind going to Costco.
I went to IKEA.
Did you go to IKEA?
Late Sunday. Yeah. And I needed some organization for our cubbies and our mudroom and then my closet. And just a little bit of organization just is life altering.
It's
the magic art of tidying up. You know, all the stuff's cleared away now, and it made me feel so good.
The Swedes call that death cleaning, right? When you edit, when you...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sounds nasty.
But I did edit, and I did need to relieve
throwing stuff
some
out?
Shoes. Yeah,
you're getting
their spot in the closet.
Really?
So, yeah,
you liberated the shoes?
It happened. It did happen, yeah. I did.
Because
I
know
think
you,
I needed to, but
you are a collector.
I know, but I needed to edit more. It was good stuff. It was good stuff. How about $1,000?
That sounds like a nice way to start the show.
The time now is for our national contest keyword for cash. The word team. We're so glad that you've joined our team for the next 3 hours. Susan, Paul, Jordana, we're a great team. One more time, team, T-E-A-M. You're going to text that word to this number, 72881, for your chance to win $1,000. Again, the number to text is 72881. The word is team, T-E-A-M. Now, if you don't win this time, listen for your next chance to win coming up at 4:12. Message and data rates apply. Remember, please don't ever text and drive. And when the kids get in the car, they can text the word team to 72881, mm-hmm. So you don't have to.
Yes. Good plan.
You like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you have a funny story.
Well, look, I know you had a retreat this week.
I did, and
it
was fantastic.
Went well.
Yes, it was fantastic.
And,
yeah, it went really well.
When you meet friends, guy friends, do you hug them? Do you do the Hollywood air
depends.
Kiss? Does it depend on... I mean, how do you size up? How do you decide in real time how to greet someone?
I think it's how much you know, how well you know each other.
How well, is that it?
I think so. You know, if you're old friends, that would be great. You know, you give a big hug. But if some, you know, when you and I come in every day, we're good friends. We don't give each other a hug.
No.
We just say hi.
Right.
And then, of course, I mean, you don't want, and if it's somebody you just meet, you don't want to be too chummy, so you don't give a hug. You might shake a hand or, you know, just, hi.
Look, in the era of Me Too, I think many of us are kind of recalibrating. Mm-hmm. Is our behavior appropriate?
Sure.
And
are your hands where I can see them? Are your eyes looking at my eyes?
Yes. Well, yeah, the basics. So this is not the most important thing on my agenda. I have bigger issues, bigger problems right now. But
it's been bugging you.
Not bugging. I'm just genuinely confused. Last week, had my hair cut. Mm-hmm. Great gal. She's 27, an artiste. With me, it doesn't take long. She has a drive-through window. I pull up. I stick my head out. Snip, snip. Pay. Snip, snip.
You're done.
But... at the end, when I was done, I wanted to say goodbye, and shaking her hand just seemed weird, mm-hmm. right? So I fist pumped her.
Okay.
And she looked at me kind of funny, like, why are you doing this? But I didn't think it was appropriate to give her a hug.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And what really got me thinking about this is that there's a gal, she's a friend, and every time I see her, she tries to kiss me on the mouth. And I mean, it's not even subtle. It's just like, wah. And so
you sure she's just a friend?
She's just a friend.
Okay.
Yes.
Not your wife.
No. But it just and I don't want to offend her, but it's just it puts me in a weird spot, you know?
What do you do?
I turn my head.
Okay, so you don't actually kiss her on the
mouth.
What would Lori say if she saw this? Has she witnessed this?
No. I'm sure she would be, I don't know.
Would this woman
maybe she'd be relieved.
Would this woman try to kiss you on the mouth if Lori were present?
I don't know. Probably. I think that's just how she greets people. I don't think it's a sign of affection or anything untoward or anything inappropriate. I think that is just genuinely how she greets a lot of her friends. Kiss on the mouth. And I didn't get that memo. When did that become okay where casual friends, people you see every few months, you know, the opposite sex, where it's okay to kiss on the mouth? Is it okay now?
81807 or 651-989-9226. It's a little, what you're telling me about reminds me a little bit about a Saturday Night Live skit.
Lucy, you look beautiful, and my parents, they're going to love you.
Who's out here? Better not be burglars.
Mom, it's us.
Jacob, look at you. Mm-hmm. You got in early. Mm-hmm. You look so handsome mm-hmm. when you cut your braids.
Yeah, the guys at Prudential didn't really like the reggae look, so.
Hey, is that Domino's? We didn't order any pizza.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Come on, Mr. Prudential. I'm going to run off of something. Big
no,
desk,
that's
everything.
Wrong.
Huh? Big boss.
You remember that skit,
yeah,
right?
I do remember.
The parents
the dad,
kissing the
yeah.
child, like open mouth kisses.
Yeah.
It was horrible to watch.
It was nasty, but obviously they're picking up on something there. So
right. So Paul's question is it okay
I
to
don't,
do the big wet kiss?
I think the answer is no. But again, what is an appropriate greeting?
Well, not that. I don't think that's ever okay. Like, when I don't kiss my family that way.
But you don't, shaking,
oh, my husband, yeah,
shaking
but...
hands with friends of the opposite sex, that's kind of weird, too. I mean, just a little hug, right?
I'm a hugger, so
the
I do
Hollywood
hug.
Kiss or whatever?
Right. Oh, like the air kiss?
But I don't think it's ever appropriate to, no.
It can't be. It can't
Unless
be.
You put a ring on it.
If your family does this, we are curious to know how that goes down. Our text line is 81807-651-989-9226. I don't know that I have ever been approached.
Nobody's ever done that to you?
Wet smackers.
No.
No
guy has ever come up and...
Not that I can... No, no, they have not.
Really?
Not. Maybe I'm very off-putting in person, and you don't want to give me the big open mouth kiss. I don't know. Maybe they've heard about the numerous communicable diseases that I'm carrying around.
We can have a telethon for you.
Was it open mouth or was it just
no,
a smack?
No, it wasn't open mouth. No.
Just a smack.
It was just
what?
A smack. But,
don't
but
defend
Susan,
it.
That's very
you say,
Hollywood.
You do that, right?
I do.
With your, in your
I
family.
I do it in our
Please
family.
Please explain.
I do it with my girlfriends.
Really?
I
On
do
the mouth.
It, but it's not. There's no tongue. There's no
well,
lips.
Well, thank there, you for that.
It's just a smack. It's a mwah.
On like, the mouth.
Yeah, like love ya. Mwah. See ya.
Bye. Even in the winter when you have flu bugs and
yeah.
God knows what
yeah.
kind of communicable
I mean, it's
diseases.
Just, it's just.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Maybe is it how you were raised?
Thing? I guess, yeah.
Is
well,
it?
My mom and dad and I did it. I smacked my mom on the lips. Yeah. I smacked my dad on the lips. It was nothing like the Volkermans.
Yeah.
I mean, but it was just a quick smack. I smack my kids on the lips.
You do.
I go, okay. Well, when they
yeah,
got
I
to
might,
be teenagers, they are like,
the
Mom, don't touch me.
Right,
but
right.
now, like when I pick up my kid from the airport, Moni, mwah, just a big smack on the lips. Okay, so I'm really weird.
No,
I
no,
guess.
I guess maybe no, I kiss
but
my children
nothing,
on the lips.
There's nothing about it other than just affection.
Right,
okay. right.
There's not sexual.
There's nothing
it's,
sexual
right.
about it.
It's how you're raised.
I mean, I know how to kiss that way.
Tell us more, Sue.
Well,
and that is not it.
A listener says, in Europe, it's a given. You kiss on the mouth.
Oh, really?
See, that's what I was wondering, if it's something that
in
is
in France, maybe.
Down,
I don't think in Germany.
Passed down in cultures through our immigrant parents, because a lot of our generation, my generation, a lot of our parents came over, first and second generation.
Uh-huh.
From the
and
boat.
That's how they were raised.
And the kiss on the mouth.
No mouth kissing during flu season. Only kiss the dog.
I know.
You're from the east.
Well, I'm from the east, but and we're huggers. We hug, But there was no mouth kissing. I feel like such a prude, you know, that I should be more open to this.
No, no.
I need you to keep your lips away from
the mouth. No, I don't think so.
Paul, a kiss, no. A hug, yes.
A hug, yes. Okay.
Someone says the reach around is better. Don't go for the reach around. Don't go for the toches.
Oh, the
toches. Don't go for the reach around.
Oh.
Don't. You get yourself in all sorts of, you know, send a Frank in trouble with
that
one.
That will end badly.
Do not.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, you read this one?
Paul, next time stick your tongue in her mouth. If she responds in kind, run and never look back. Thank you.
That's awesome. Someone says, if any female friends give me either a kiss on the cheek, I would melt. Hugs, okay. Shake hands, best. That's from the wild one.
Did they say on the cheek?
Yeah. Yeah.
Scandinavians only kiss on the cheek if very close. Otherwise, a hug or a half hug.
Okay. Someone says, Italian. I kiss my cat on the lips and some friends on the cheek. I get the cheek. I get the cheek. I don't get the cat. Yeah, I don't understand that one. But I get the kiss on the cheek. I'll do the, you know, you'll do like the side kiss. Yeah. All right. Simple. Just say hi, guys.
Or
maybe we should just say hi.
Or try a secret handshake. But I'd mess that up, too.
But hands only, no other parts.
Yeah. Say hi. Okay.
Okay, so Paul, no more.
I'm just going to bow.
There you go.
And I when like, she comes
namaste.
In for that kiss, I'm
namaste.
I'm just going to have a mouth full of food. Okay.
Some of the textures would like to meet your friend, by the way. I'm sorry. Who is this? Where is she?
Yeah. All right.
All right. Let's take a break.
Thank you.
It's 3:22. By the way, we haven't solved anything. People are still doing the mouth, the cheek, the ear, the reach around. I don't know. Careful with that one. But it was fun to hear what you thought about Paul's.
Yeah.
We'll be right back here on CCO.
Hey, if you're interested in seeing Luke Bryan, he's coming to Target Field this summer, July 21st. We have two tickets. We have a pair of tickets. We'll be giving away later in the show to Luke Bryant. Stay tuned for more details on how you can nab those two tickets for the July 21st Luke Bryant concert. Pretty cool.
Are you a Luke Bryant fan?
Yeah, I like Luke Bryant. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I, you know, classic rock, but
a little bit of country. We're loving the buzzin'.
The more I appreciate buzzin', the more I appreciate
country.
We're loving the buzzin'. Absolutely. And all right. Oh, okay. Okay. I saw this article last week. Actually, I think you found this one.
Mm-hmm.
These animals are most likely to kill Americans. And when I saw this, I thought, oh, it's got to be sharks. It's got to be snakes. But no, it's neither of those.
Wild it's animals, be sharks.
Wild animals are not our biggest threat. The animals we most should fear are much more common. What do you think is number one?
What we should most fear? Well, I would say sharks, but you already said it's not sharks.
Nope.
So I'm going to say it's bear.
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to say it's alligators because they are very scary, and we have them in Florida. Really no other place in the world except Florida because a lot of bad stuff goes down in Florida.
I'm going to give you a hint.
A bee? Oh, what? Sure. Yeah, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah. Stanford University researchers say the animals who kill the most Americans are farm animals, hornets, bees, and wasps, followed by dogs. Oh. Dogs, the second most common cause
they kill us?
Of non-venomous death. Children under 4 most likely to be killed by dogs. But hornets, bees, and wasps are the most lethal of the venomous group. Much, much more so than snakes or scorpions. Other things that sting you.
Right. Well, they're only in certain parts of the country. Everybody has dogs.
Yeah. Dog-related child deaths are preventable. Preventing farm animal incidents should be a public health initiative. And there are proven solutions for stings. A lot of people walking around with these EpiPens just in case they do get stung.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, Joy, there are about 200 animal-related deaths, plus 1 million emergency room visits about $2 billion in health care costs because of animal encounters. But again, it's not what you think. I would have thought sharks, too.
For sure, right. But they don't kill a lot of people.
It's bees. And I don't know about you, I have some friends with a supernatural fear of bees.
Do they have an allergy or are they just afraid?
I think they're both. I think if you're stung at a young age, my brother once put his shoes on and there were bees in one of his shoes that kept stinging him as he was running away.
Oh, that sounds like
horrible. And he's been ever since. I mean, he just is freaked out.
I don't blame him.
If there's a bee, you know, within 100 yards.
Someone asked me last night at dinner if I had any phobias. Do you have a phobia?
I don't know.
But like a phobia, in my opinion, would be something that prevents you.
I'm scared of radio.
From doing
something. I am.
We'll continue this conversation.
Only 50,000 watt clear channel radio stations. They are the only ones that scare me.
That scare you the most. Yep. The U of M passed a referendum. It was a student referendum this past week. It has people on Facebook and University of Minnesota alumni up in arms. It is a divestment referendum, which is calling for the university to boycott, divest, and sanction companies that do business with Israel. We'll talk more about this right after the news here on CCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personality.
Welcome back, Jordana, Paul, Susan. Thank you for spending time with us today on Monday. My Facebook exploded over the weekend.
I hate it when that happens.
It blew up. And this is why.
Yep.
The University of Minnesota student body passed a controversial referendum on Sunday. It's a referendum that calls on the university, the Board of Regents, and Eric Haler to divest from companies involved with Israel. It passed by 217 votes. There was a margin of about 3.4%. This is very controversial. This is what caused my Facebook to blow up. You know, University of Minnesota alumni were very upset about this. They felt embarrassed that this kind of referendum passed. President Kaler has come out with a statement that says he does not support the referendum and will not do anything about it on the campus. But I wondered why it was so controversial. All things being told, I actually knew why it was all controversial, but I felt like we needed to have this on the show so you know what is going on at our local campus. We reached out to Malak Shanin. Malak Shanin is the president of Students for Justice in Palestine. This is an organization that's aligned with the Boycott, Divest, Sanction, BDS movement that is spreading to many campuses and has been on many campuses in our country for maybe the last decade. We have not heard back from Malak Shanin to talk about why he felt this referendum is a benefit to our students at the university. And then we also reached out to Mark Rotenberg. Mark is the former general counsel at the University of Minnesota. He is now the Hillel International Vice President for Israel Engagement. And Hillel is an on-campus group for Jewish students. Mark Rotenberg, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Jordana. Nice to be with you.
You got it. Sorry for that very long and extensive lead-in. I just want everybody to know everything before we get started.
Absolutely.
Talk to me about this referendum. Why is it so controversial, and why are people up in arms about it?
So, Jordana, there have been about 75 of these, actually, around the United States on college campuses, and the vast majority of them have failed. This is one of the very few resolutions that was put to an actual vote of the entire student body. Most of these go before the student government group, the Senate or the student governing board or whatever the campus has. And the problem here really is that these resolutions are extremely divisive, and they create a lot of hostility and acrimony among students without any reasoned debate or discussion. Most of these resolutions, as was the case at Minnesota, are brought up very, very quickly, and they're voted on within a matter of days. And as you know, the problems in the Middle East are terribly complicated. And when you, for example, at Minnesota, offer a resolution on a Thursday night and have the voting begin on a Monday morning, you're not going to get a lot of students paying attention to the complexities of the issue. What you're going to get is a lot of name-calling and a lot of hostility about the issue. And that's not what an academic institution should be about.
The companies the U of M was supposed to divest in because the referendum did pass is Raytheon, G4S, and Boeing. How do the students at the university or the university benefit at all from divesting in these companies?
Well, Jordan, of course they don't, and there won't be any divestment from these companies or from any companies. Among the couple dozen of these resolutions that actually have passed, like the one at Minnesota this past week, not a single share of a single company stock has been divested. So these resolutions really miss the target if they're hoping to actually have an impact on American companies or on the Israeli economy. What they actually do is create a sense of isolation for Jewish students and pro-Israel students on campus. They increase polarization on campus, and they decrease the point of actually being at a university, which is to study and learn about complicated issues. Mm-hmm. So there won't be any divestment of these companies. The president, as you noted, President Kaler, has already come out foursquare against BDS, boycott, divestment, and sanctions of Israel. There's no likelihood at all that the Board of Regents will be voting on such a thing. And more importantly, the students don't control or have really any say in the portfolio of investments of the university. That's up to the president and his senior officers and the Board of Regents.
Mark, as you pointed out, I mean, these issues go back many millennia, and it's really difficult to try to distill them down to a few specific talking points, which become shouting points. What, in your estimation, is a correct way to move the dialogue forward, knowing that reasonable people are going to disagree, knowing that we want to protect First Amendment rights? But, I mean, how would you like to see things proceed, even in a college setting like the U?
Well, good question, Paul. For example, and these are not, you don't have to be Albert Einstein to figure this out. Hillels across the United States, including especially at U of M, have attempted to invite people who have different points of view, who are critical, for example, of Israeli government policies, to talk about these things and to join together, have speakers, have symposiums and group settings where people who have different points of view can listen and talk and share ideas. That's what universities are all about.
Right.
But what happens when you get these BDS resolutions, the groups that promote these resolutions typically are called anti-normalization groups, meaning they're not in favor of normalizing a conversation. They're in favor of isolating Jewish and pro-Israel students from the conversation. And when pro-Israel or Israeli government speakers come to campus to talk, they're often shouted down. One of the most famous philosophers in the world, a guy by the name of Professor Moshe Halbertal, was invited to give a lecture at the U of M Law School, one of the most prestigious lectureships that are offered by the law school. And when he showed up, he was shouted down to the point where he couldn't continue until the police dragged out these protesters. And very sadly, this is a pattern that has happened across the United States. So we have a simple choice. We can allow this type of anti-democratic and anti-scholarly behavior to go on, or we can choose a path where people can discuss these controversial issues. As you said, Paul, they go back millennia. This is not something that just happened in the past decade or a few decades. and we can discuss the issues, and students can learn about the complex issues that are at hand.
Mark, as you said, the President Kaler has said now twice that he would not support, that he's never supported the BDS movement, and he certainly will not sign this referendum. So it's really a no-go. It was more of just a platform for some anger to be shouted at the U. Are academic departments involved? Do they get involved in this fray?
Yes. I mean, sadly, we received word that the U of M gender, women, and sexuality department was involved in sponsoring pro BDS, pro vote yes resolution activity during that very short window of time. And again, academic departments have the full scope of academic freedom to discuss whatever controversial issues they wish, to put controversial topics on their agenda. Faculty of those departments, their own individual academic freedom to say what they want about those controversial matters. But when it comes to taking sides in a political vote, a vote among students, that may not be the wisest use of public funds. And more importantly, it deprives students of an opportunity to hear both sides. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mark Rotenberg, he's the vice president for International Hillel, and he's the vice president for Israel Engagement. Mark, thanks for shaking this out for us. It's very convoluted, but we appreciate your measured tone.
Yep. Thank you, Mark.
You got it. His phone is breaking up there at the end, so it's a good thing.
Can you hear me now?
Very smart man. He used to be the general counsel at the U, Mark Rotenberg. So he's okay. Really invested at the U. He's got great, you know, connections here. He loves that school, and I'm glad we got him on.
Happy he could weigh in.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.